presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. As you remember, a strange series of mysterious accidents have been plaguing the Bar O' Dude Ranch, not the least of which was an attempt made on the lives of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. Someone is evidently trying to gain possession of the Bar O by frightening the owner, Steve Graham, into selling. Kent suspects there is something of great value in an abandoned gold mine on the Bar O property, and as our story continues today, he has driven into town to analyze a sample of ore taken from the mine. Meanwhile, Jimmy Olsen and Alfredo, the South American gaucho employed at the Dude Ranch, are riding toward a deserted cabin some distance from the Bar O. Alfredo is insisting that they stop at the cabin. Listen.
Come, Jimmy. We go to the cabin.
Oh, no, Alfredo. I better get back to the ranch. Mr. Kent and Miss Lane will be worried about me.
Nobody will worry when they know you are with Alfredo. Besides, you are hungry now.
Yes, but I...
Then it is settled. We stop at the cabin and I fix for us food fit for gaucho.
Okay, Alfredo. You win.
That is good. Here we are. We tie up the horses to this tree.
Okay.
So, now. Come, I unlock the door. Come in, Jimmy. How you like this cabin, eh?
Oh, gee, it's swell. But I don't see any stove. Where are you going to do the cooking?
You think I gotta cook without stove, eh? The fireplace, that is all I need.
Oh,
I show you. But first, I must light a lamp. It gets dark. That is better, no?
Wait. Did you hear that, Alfredo?
What? I hear nothing.
I thought I heard footsteps.
Well, maybe my horse. Blanco does not like to be tied up.
Oh, I thought...
You won't like it much either, Alfredo.
Huh? Shorty, what is this? What are you doing here?
Alfredo, he's got a gun.
Yeah, and it's loaded, too. None of that, Alfredo. Get your hands up. You too, kid.
Shorty, you go loco. Why you hold us up?
Never mind why. Just keep your hands up. And turn around, both of you.
What are you going to do?
You'll find out soon enough. Walk over to the bed, Gaucho.
I do not take orders from you.
You'll take orders, all right. This six gun's a mighty good convincer.
You can't get away with this. Mr. Kendall...
Button your lip, kid. Come over here, Alfredo. Now, lie down on the bed. Face down. And keep them hands behind you.
One day I will get my fingers around your throat, Shorty.
Save your breath, tough guy. Come here, kid. Here, take this rope and tie his wrist tight.
I won't do it. You can't
make... Be smart, kid, and do like I tell you. Go on.
Do like you say, Jimmy. I do not mind.
Oh, you go to jail for this.
Shut up, Spurt. Now, pull that knot tight. That's it. Take a couple of loops around his ankle. Go on. Okay. Now, tie both ends to the bed. Now... I guess that'll hold you, Gaucho.
I swear I'd get you for this someday, Shorty.
Shut up. Now it's your turn, kid. Sit down in that chair.
What for?
Don't ask foolish questions. Sit down. That's better. Now hold your hands behind you. Behind you, I said. That's it. Now we'll fasten you down to the seat. Like that.
No.
Tie your legs together. They're all set. I'll leave you now, and maybe in a couple of days, somebody will come around and let you loose.
A couple of days? Are you going to...
Charlie, I give you one more chance. Let us go now, and I will forget all about this. I will not hurt you.
You won't hurt me. That's a hot one. I got to hand it to you, Alfredo. You got a real sense of humor. Well, So long. I'll be seeing you. Ain't nobody gonna find them for a while. Come on, Rex. Get up.
Oh, Clark, I'm so glad you're back. Jimmy and Alfredo haven't returned yet.
They haven't?
No.
Funny. Has that ranch hand returned, the one Blaine sent out to look for Jimmy?
You mean Shorty?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't come back either. Oh, if anything happens to Jimmy, I'll never forgive myself.
Take it easy, Lois.
I never should have left him alone.
Wait a minute. There's somebody riding in now. Maybe it... Yes, it is. That's Shorty.
He's alone, Clark. I'm worried.
Hey, Shorty, did you find him?
Fine.
Did you find Jimmy and Alfredo?
No. Picked up their trail all right, but then I lost it.
Which way were they headed?
Down towards the creek.
We've got to do something. Organize a searching party.
We better get started at once.
Pretty tough searching around here at night, mister. You best wait till morning.
Until morning? Good
That's
heavens.
That's ridiculous. We're going out tonight. Let's get hold of Graham and Blaine and have them round up some of the men.
Well, whenever you're ready, you'll find me in the bunkhouse. But I think you're making a mistake. Get him, Rick.
Clark, what do we do?
Come on. Let's find Blaine or Graham.
Mr. Kent.
There's Mr. Graham now.
Where he's been all day.
Oh, Mr. Kent, I've been looking for you.
We were just going to look for you.
Mr. Graham, you've got to help us.
Oh, what's the matter, Miss Lane?
Jimmy's disappeared.
Disappeared? Well, what do you mean?
Early this afternoon, he went riding with Alfredo, and they haven't come back yet.
Alfredo won't let anything happen to him. They'll be along soon.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Why do you say that, Mr. Kent?
Mr. Graham, we suspect Alfredo of being responsible for all the accidents that have happened.
Yes, and we have reason to believe Alfredo tried to kill us this morning.
You mean that cave-in at the mine?
Yes.
How do you know about it?
Blaine just told me. I warned you about those beams. Sooner or later, they were bound to go.
This beam didn't just go. Someone caused that cave-in by pulling it down with a rope. And we found rope marks on the pommel of Alfredo's saddle. Just the sort of marks that would have been made if he'd used his horse to do the pulling.
Are you certain of that?
Why, of course we are.
Yes, and when Mr. Kent started to question the gaucho, he became angry and rode away. He even threatened us.
All right, then. We'll get some of the boys, ride down, and see if we can pick up the trail where Shorty lost it.
I'd feel better if we did.
No, very well. Let's go over to the ranch house for some flashlights. I'll send somebody out to round up the boys.
You think we'll be able to pick up the trail in the dark, Mr. Graham?
I doubt it, Miss Lane. But we'll fan out, cover as much ground as possible. We'll do everything we can. Watch this top step, Miss Lane. It's a little shaky. It's a loose board.
Thanks. Well, look, there's an envelope stuck in the door.
So there is. Hey, wait, I'll open the door. There it fell. I'll get it. It's addressed to you, Kent.
To me? Oh, thanks. That's funny.
What is it, Clark?
I don't know.
Well, open it. Hurry up.
Well, now we know what happened.
What did it say?
Listen to this. Clark Kent, I got the kid. Get away from the bar O and he'll be all right. After 2 days, if you keep out of things that ain't your business, I'll let the kid go. It's not signed.
Someone's keeping Jimmy prisoner. It must be the gaucho.
Oh, no, that note doesn't sound like Alfredo.
Wait a minute. It says stay away for 2 days.
Well, what does that mean?
2 days, don't you remember? Yesterday, the sheriff said we'd have to clean up the case in 3 days, or he'd close the road to this ranch to avoid further accidents caused by the ghost car.
You're right, Clark. That means whoever's holding Jimmy is responsible for the ghost car accident. What are we going to do?
There's just one thing to do, Miss Lane. You and Mr. Kent must leave the bar O.
Mr. Graham's right, Clark. We can't risk endangering Jimmy's life.
Sorry, but I can't agree with you. If I follow the instructions in this note, I'll be doing just what some criminal wants me to do. And I'm not going to play his game.
For goodness sake, let's not waste time talking. Let's do something.
Graham, you go over and round up a posse. Miss Lane and I will get the flashlights.
Whatever you say, Kent. You'll find them right back at the clerk's desk. I'll drive over to the bunkhouse in my car. It'll be faster.
Good.
I'll meet you back here in 10 minutes.
All right. Step on it, will you?
While Clark Kent is organizing a searching party, Jimmy and Alfredo are helplessly trussed up in the deserted cabin where Shorty left them. As we join them, Alfredo is struggling valiantly to free himself from the ropes that bind him to the bed.
Well, Jimmy, you do a good job when you tie me to this bed.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Alfredo. I couldn't help it.
I know, Jimmy. I know. There. She sleep a little.
Oh, that's swell. But even if you get off the bed, what good will that do? Hands and feet will still be tied.
You will see what I do then. Now, a little twist, and I am free at least from the bed. Now watch, Jimmy. I wiggle off to the floor. There. Oh,
good work.
Now I get up on this table.
What are you going to do on the table, Alfredo?
With this lamp, I can burn the ropes off my hands.
Oh, that's a swell idea. Say, maybe we'll get out of here after all.
What is this maybe? Of course we get out of here. But I must take the chimney from the lamp.
Oh, be careful, Alfredo. You're pushing the lamp near the edge of the table.
Lambe, keep sleeping.
Look out. Look out, you'll dump it over.
Oh, he falls.
Look. Look, the floor's on fire. Get away, Alfredo. You'll be burned.
I must stamp it out.
You can't do it, Alfredo. Get away from there. You'll be burned to death.
Your light is too hot.
Alfredo, we're trapped. Help! Help!
Fed by kerosene from the overturned lamp, the roaring blaze eats its way across the dry wooden floor of the cabin, coming closer and closer to Jimmy and Alfredo. Caught in the fire trap, there seems to be no escape. What will happen? Don't miss the concluding episode of this exciting mystery if you want to know who was responsible for the ghost car. Tune in and follow the exciting story with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.